Hi, everyone, and welcome. I'm Megan Kellett, the Assistant Site Editor for SearchDataBackup.com. Today, I will be talking about Continuous Data Protection, or CDP, and how it has recently gained popularity in the backup world. With CDP software, users can continuously backup their data throughout the day, and because of that, this gives them the ability to recover their data whenever it's needed, instead of needing to have a recovery time defined. In the past, CDP never really made a large impact on data backup and recovery products, but this year, it seems to be on the rise. In a recent search storage purchasing survey conducted in March, 20% of the 657 IT professionals who responded to the survey said they've already implemented CDP or plan to do so this year. 35% of participants said they would evaluate CDP this year, and 18% said they would spend more on CDP this year, compared to 9% who said they would spend less on it last year. Where and why is CDP on the rise this year? Do customers see CDP as an attractive asset now, and why? With me now is Rick Walsworth, EMC's Director of Product Marketing for Cross-Platform Replication Solutions. Hi, Rick, and thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
Rick, have you seen an increase in continuous data protection products with your customers? And can you explain what sort of trends you're seeing with CDP?
Yes, absolutely. We've seen an increase in deployments of CDP, mainly driven by two key factors. The first key factor is integration with as part of an overall data protection strategy. So, for example, customers looking to deploy remote replication for disaster recovery also want to be able to leverage CDP for operational recovery of data within their local environment. The other thing that we've seen that's been a key driver for the increase of CDP deployment is the ability to be able to leverage CDP technology for test and development environment so that I can leverage the CDP target as a source for my test and dev environment. And CDP gives you flexibility you can't get with other types of technology.
Okay. Thanks for that update, Rick.
Thank you. I appreciate the time.
With me now to discuss recent CDP trends is Curtis Preston, Executive Editor at TechTarget and Backup Expert. So, Curtis, do you think continuous data protection is on the rise this year?
I think it's on the rise, I guess, would be a good description for that. It's not a meteoric rise, per se. Actually, meteors don't rise, do they? I guess they fall. But anyway, you get my point. It's not that it's taken off like a rocket, but it definitely, in comparison to previous years, many more people are deploying CDP and near CDP than certainly in the first several years of its availability.
And why do you think customers see CDP as a more attractive asset now?
Well, there's a couple of reasons. One is that the problems that that customers had that CDP solves continue to be prevalent and continue to happen more and more, where customers get bigger and bigger shops and more and more data, and trying to back up that using any of the traditional backup methods is problematic, even after adding in disk and dedupe and all that stuff. And then the second and perhaps larger reason is that the companies that historically CDP was only provided by companies that you'd never heard of before. And that has really changed in the last few years. If you take a look at the CDP directory that I have on Backup Central, the products that exist, I started it several years ago when these products were all independent companies. Almost all of them, with a few exceptions, have been acquired by larger companies. And so that it gives people, I think, a much better sense of, that this is something that's true and happening and going to be supported by a company that will still be around.
And what are some of the main products that offer CDP?
Well, if you look at all of the, the usual backup products, all of them, in terms of you know, Symantec, IBM, EMC, Commvault, all of those companies have a CDP offering, sometimes through acquisition. Atempo also acquired a CDP offering. And there continue to be other companies that are providing standalone CDP solutions, such as Apisure or InMaj, that are, you know, there's still the startup, you know, mentality, right? So you still have that risk. But if they're doing something truly special and truly unique and it actually works, there are some companies that are willing to take that risk of going down the startup route. And I think that certainly isn't all of them, but it's the ones that come to mind at the moment.
Okay. And do you predict the interest in CDP will continue to rise in the future?
Absolutely. I actually think that CDP and near CDP, and I sort of group the two of them together, they're very similar in that they're block-level incremental backup technologies, and the only difference between them really from a user standpoint is how close to the disaster can we recover. You know, and one is seconds and one is minutes or hours. I truly think that it represents the way of backups of the future. I think, you know, 5 to 10 years from now, I think a significant percentage of backups will be done via CDP and near CDP or like technologies, because the concept, and by the way, the other thing that makes CDP and near CDP very attractive, that will continue to contribute to its rise, is that many of these technologies present a live recovery solution, meaning that not only are they not backing up in the traditional batch sense, they also don't have a recovery in the traditional sense. In other words, you don't perform this mass movement of data from one thing to another thing. The recovery has already been performed, and you can simply use the recovery device as your live device immediately, which is or very quickly. And again, the prevalence of data getting larger and larger, and that makes it more difficult to back up and more difficult to restore. And so the concept of something that just does an incremental level backup forever, and, you know, it really helps remove the I/O challenges of backup, and then finally it removes those problems of restore. And of course, as we often say, backup is one thing, but restore is everything.
Okay, thank you very much, Curtis.
Anytime.
And that's all we have for you today. For more information on CDP and other backup solutions, visit searchdatabackup.com. Thanks for joining me. I'm Megan Kellett, and have a great day.